Hi, Rob.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, it's Kristen, and let me get the rest of our team on the call.
Okay, Kristen, thank you.
You're welcome. I think Tracy and Ginger are on, and John.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hey, Rob. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good. Good.
Good. Last time you mentioned one of your associates might be joining us on a call.
Yeah, I don't know if they're on or not.
Okay.
Anybody else on this call? Yeah, Cindy does it so she can see everybody on the call, but I just dial in. I'm not that sophisticated. So anyway, it looks like they are not joining us. We're just but I thought that you guys were a really good team, and if you know, I'm going to talk to them later on today and see where they are in terms of what anyway, we'll see. I'll let you know. I'll let you know anytime they're on.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're good. So what's on your mind here? What's happening?
Well, we usually start with giving you an update on you know, what we've done since last Monday.
Right.
I'm going to be quiet because I was gone since last Monday. And Tracy can be quiet next week. She's
yeah.
going to be gone.
Yeah, I'll be quiet. We're rotating weeks here,
no
so.
And I won't be here next Monday either.
Yeah. So we all three will be rotating. Ginger will be here. So since last week, we continued to introduce Supernova to our clients, introduce the Mini-Me folder to clients, and Supernova scheduling. I would say majority of everything's been extremely positive. Actually, we haven't really gotten any negative commentary. We've kind of gotten a sarcastic commentary, but that's the client, you know, about maybe not being on the call or liking anything to be so structured. But I asked for them to give it a try, and they were very amicable to do that. You know, another client was like, I feel like you guys already do this. You do a great job of communicating and staying in front of me. So, we've had some really good positive response, and I would say that's been the majority of it. It's been very positive.
Excellent. Great.
I think Kristen has done a good job, you know, gotten our Supernova calendar moved, you know, everything moved over from our old calendar to the Supernova. And Kristen, have your Supernova phone calls been going okay when you're scheduling?
I have only had time to do a few because I had to convert everything to the new calendar.
Right.
We had some group calendar issues, so we had to recreate the group calendar. And I did not have that until Thursday.
Thursday, so. Right. Okay. And how we've been presenting as of this point because of the calendar issue, Rob, is basically we've been saying, you know, we show them the sample Supernova that you all have provided us and have that in the Mini-Me folder, and yep. We discuss the, you know, 12-4-2, and then we say we want you to think about it, we were going to give you a couple of days to think about it and be expecting a call from Kristen. That way they don't feel like they have to come up with it right away.
Yep. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
We are also in the process, and I'm sure you've heard from other teams with compliance, but our team website has been updated. We're just waiting for all of compliance to give us their blessing. And it's been updated with our bios and our individual pictures. We will update it with our team picture when we get it, and that's what's holding up our bios for the Mini-Me folders is our team picture to put on there. But we're ready to go. We're just waiting for those last two pieces. And then Kristen and I spent some time reviewing. I know that was something that we read about in the introduction of the 24-month topics for client calls.
Right.
So we spent some time working on that, coming up with some thoughts, with a couple of goals in mind. UBS has put out, and Kristen, I think it's called the Wealth Way, and it's basically a discovery guide. It's a way for providing conversations for the FA to have with clients to try to get more information out of them and make it a deeper conversation. And it takes you through, they call it the three L's, liquidity, longevity, legacy. So we're kind of trying to use that in some of our monthly calls, those concepts, so we can include UBS's thought process, because that also flows into their financial planning software. Yeah. And our ultimate goal when Chris and I were working on this is, can we somehow make these monthly calls at the end provide us with a financial plan for the client without them really realizing that we took them, you know, through that process?
Sure, yeah, you could. I mean, that would be reasonable. I mean, just take a little extra time, but it's going to take time anyway.
Yeah, and what we did is we kind of like broke up, you know, like the suggestions you have in here, you know, like having a conversation about long-term care. So those clients that have it, provide a review. Those clients that don't, you know, is there an opportunity? And all that would be in, I would make sure that data gets entered into the software, the financial planning software, and kind of work. Now, there's going to be some clients when we start doing this that, because of where they are in life, are going to be much more interested in going ahead through the whole process of the financial planning. But one of the things that we've noticed with clients is that they don't want to give you or spend the time to provide you with everything you necessarily need until they are in a place in their life where they want the financial plan. So we felt like this was one of the ways to do it.
You kind of trick them into it.
Right. Well, that's kind of what we're thinking. You know, yeah. It doesn't seem as overwhelming to them, I think. I think some of it is just...
And it's not as overwhelming to you guys either. Let's face it. When you do financial planning, it's, you know, it's 6 hours plus probably 12 hours of work. So this way you spread it out and you focus on the things that, you know, you focus on liability management for everybody that month, and then you're going to be able to kind of determine where they are, and you discuss that whole part of their life, which is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a big, and we don't do that enough, right? We don't manage the liability side. You know, we spend so much time on the asset side, and the other just gets mismanaged with credit card debt and, you know, just ridiculous use of debt. So I think that's a, you know, that's the kind of thing where you can just really, with a little bit of effort, can, you know, just clean up the balance sheet, clean up their, you know, it's just like if you took over a business, you know. I think it's smart, very smart, good idea. I mean, that's the idea. You can start with the financial plan, generate the to-do list from it, or you can do it in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then you create the to-do list, because mm-hmm. in many cases, you're going to get a yes, you know. And it may be not a yes that you're expecting, you know. Yeah, I need a mortgage for my son, you know. So it's great work. Yeah, good. You get
Can I give – so we have like 6 months out of the 24 that we – don't really have anything in yet. But like I said, we just started this last week. You know, we do the typical, like in the suggestions that you had on the Januarys, it's the full year outlook. February, we put tax questions. March, we have retirement contributions and any follow-up on tax questions. April is one of our financial plan. Like, do you have any liquidity needs? May is, you know, what are your retirement goals? Do you have a retirement date, income need that you're thinking? June is the mid-year. July, we put education planning.
Mm-hmm.
Good. People are thinking about getting back into school in the month of August. August, we don't have anything yet, but September, there is something that is available in UBS that we thought would be nice. It's called a second opinion service.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we thought we would do this in the month of September, and basically for any outside assets, we would be all happy to provide you with a second opinion service. Once again, this is, I guess to use your word, tricking the client into, these are my outside assets for the financial plan.
The only thing I want you to, just having done this, right, as a district director and a manager of an office, by the time you get started on a project, you're on to the next project. So some of these are not, are reasonable to be done during 1 month.
Okay.
But think about, I created the 24-month calendar, not a 12-month calendar, because I gave you, in many cases, 2 months for each project.
Right.
One to introduce it, two to follow up on all that. You introduce it to 100 people, 10 people are going to need service.
Mm-hmm.
And so just from a workload point of view, just be careful you're not overloading yourself on your calendar.
Okay.
And you need time to prepare. So you need to know, for example, if you're going to introduce liability management, you need to know a lot of different interest rates, right? You need to know,
you need to
get an update to everybody on your team and then prepare them for either mortgages or lines of credit or whatever else you're going to be doing. You need to prepare the team that's going to help you on those things, instead of just inundating them with work as a big surprise. We're going to do, for the next 2 months, we're going to do liability management, so we're probably going to do 10 mortgages. I just want to let you know, and let's get prepared. And we know, and that way everybody knows who you're talking to, you got the right team supporting you, and you're briefing your team on their roles and responsibilities in getting these things done. Lines of credit the same way. How do they work? What are the interest rates? What are the different options? And what are the it's just so everybody can be ready, because you'll be surprised it will work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is it'll work. The bad news is it'll work. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to inundate yourself with follow up. You want to have this reasonable for yourself. So when you're introducing a product or service, I suggest giving yourself 2 months to follow up.
Okay.
And when you're doing mortgages, for example, they may take, 5 months to finish. So unfortunately, they take too long. But anyway, you know your business and you know how long things take. I just want to, if you're gathering information on a person that want, but even when you're doing that, right, when you're doing educational training, you're going to open up a bunch of 529s and you're going to, do a UGMA accounts and things like that. Grandparents will be, putting in money for kids and stuff like that. So you can, you're going to have follow-up work. So there's very little that I can see that you're introducing that isn't going to have some degree of follow-up work.
Okay.
I mean, the update on the market clearly is a one-month deal. That's fine.
Right.
And you'll see that I only take a month for that. But you guys feel it out. I just don't, 1242 takes a lot of time. This stuff takes time. You just want to give yourself enough time that you don't hate me. But you will be productive. This will create real productivity. Trust me.
There are certain items that are on here, and you made the comment, your business, but we really don't do a whole lot of annuities,
mortgages, credit lines,
insurance. I mean, we do, but that's a part of the plan, obviously. So I don't know how much of that, and that's something for us to talk about. But just thinking, some of that's going to be more data, just getting the information. Doesn't mean it won't go somewhere, but I think some of those will be more just for the plan, for our knowledge, than anything else.
Well, one of the things that I found, you know, one of the worst experiences I ever had was as a financial advisor. I presented an annuity to a client, and they said yes. So you got to be careful when they say,
right.
You know, when you're presenting anything, people will go, you know, I've really been thinking about that, and I want to do it. I was going to buy it from Northwestern Mutual Life or something, but I'll buy it from you guys if you sell it. And then you go, oh, God, how do I do the paperwork? Mm-hmm. So one of the things, the director of implementation's job is to train the team on the product and service prior to the month that you're introducing it.
Okay,
so it's not, you know, we've tried to think this thing through. So if you're going to introduce lines of credit, you got a training issue. So you want to get in touch with the specialist that helps on liability management and bring them in and train your team.
Okay.
Even if it's by phone, you know, let's do an hour. Let's do, you know, 45 minutes of training on liability management on, you know, lines of credit and mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's comfortable. You know, maybe there's two different kinds of, you know, there's sales training and then there's administrative training. So you probably have to have two different calls.
Okay.
But this is good stuff, guys, because, you know, we're, as time goes on, we gather more and more of the wallet share of each client, they will look to us to do these things. And assuming you have the team behind you, and that you've got to do your own homework to see if they're reliable. But assuming you have a good team, this is great business.
Okay.
And it's sticky business, you know. People don't like to have lines of credit all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I have like, for each child, I have two children, and for each one of them, I have three lines of credit each. It's not lines of credit. I have three, you know. What I became the bank, and when they bought their last houses, I took, you know, I became the bank, and so I worked it out so that they pay me monthly. No closing costs, no fees, cheaper rate, spreads are better. I mean, it was just something nice I could do for them without giving them money.
Mm-hmm.
I could take advantage of my ability to borrow at a lower rate. It's a nice thing. For, you know, we're the article in today's Wall Street Journal about, you know, how do you, much do you educate your teenagers on what you earn and all that. I think it's really important to include your children in how the world works. And part of it is leveraging yourself to help them without giving them money. I mean, you're going to give them some money, but a lot of parents are really confused by this. So it's a nice thing. I just pass that on.
All right, so that's kind of what we did this past week in preparation for today.
Okay, all right. So what about, what questions you have in today's work?
Well, I mean, we still have obviously quite a bit to do in regards to the 24-month scheduling, so... you kind of, I mentioned that we have 6 months that are kind of blank, but I think those are really going to be filled in with maybe some of these topics need more than 1 month. So that was one of the questions that you answered not knowingly. I don't really have any other questions other than that. Was just to make sure we were on the right track.
I think you're doing great. And I built a 24-month calendar, not a 12-month calendar.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we've got here, too. So technically, we have 18 of 24. So.
Oh, okay, great. Okay.
Yeah. We kind of got stuck. But I think after your commentary, I think I know, you know, I think I have kind of an idea and suggestion of what we need to do. So. A lot of the topics we only gave 1 month. We might need more than one.
Yeah, I would do that. I'd go back and look at each month. And, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, like say, for example, all you guys are going to be gone. I mean, maybe John's here, and that would be fine. But if the team is gone except for Ginger or something, then we don't want to have a call, okay? So we want to be smart. You want to be smart. You don't want to be, you know, introducing a new important topic in the middle of, you know, when you guys are working 100%, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of plan out as best you can. You know you're going to have follow-up work from that.
So you want to give yourself enough time to breathe.
Okay.
I mean, keep in mind that most people don't organize their year at all. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be, you know, enormously compulsive about this thing. Give yourself a little breathing room. You'll get through all the topics in 24 months rather than trying to get them all done in 12. So, one of the themes that I had was do less better. Do less bet, because I was, you know, I'm a machine of ideas. I mean, I can create more ideas than you can ever imagine. So, I had to constantly be dialing myself back because neither me nor my team could keep up with all the ideas. So, I just found that we all operated better with that theme.
I mean, I was always going to do a lot, but if I did less better, meaning focus and do a really good job for 2 months on mortgages rather than trying to do mortgages plus long-term care, a month later, it just makes you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So just think about, you know, you've got responsibilities to do the training, the execution, the calling, and then the follow-up. So there's a lot to it. And you can really generate some great business, especially if you haven't done a lot of insurance. The insurance work is great. And the estate planning work is some of the most meaningful coaching you can do for your clients in terms of creating family foundations, dynasty trusts, just really some wonderful things that will be in their best interest long term. You know, setting up trusts for dependents that, you know, for children that aren't ever going to be, you know, that have disabilities and things like that. So it's, you know, there's a lot of great work you can do.
Okay. I do have one question. You know how we give the same service to the COIs? Is this monthly topic something you would do with them as well?
I think it's a great idea. Yeah, I really would. I mean, keep in mind, when you're creating the agenda for the center of influence, your primary purpose in meeting with them is to give them an introduction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we forget. Everybody says, what do I talk about with these guys? Well, remember, your job isn't to get an introduction. It's to give an introduction. You want to weigh the scale so heavily on one side, they can't walk away without really feeling guilty. And so they say to you, okay, so you've given me three introductions. How are you doing it? And you say, remember I taught you the enthusiastically endorsed model? They go, oh, yeah. How does that work again? Remember the five-time rule. Five-time rule applies to everybody. It doesn't just apply to your clients. It applies to centers of influence, anybody else that you're teaching something to. Don't expect them to know how the process works, the enthusiastically endorsed model works, until you've explained it to five different ways. People say, well, I told him about it. And I said, yeah, well, you telling him about it doesn't mean he understood it, is willing to try it, or even thinks it's a good idea. I mean, I teach you a lot of things. How many of them do you actually end up using effectively? Well, you're going to use the ones that are critical in client service. But once you get away from that, then they just become good ideas that we'll get to sometime. And that is the biggest challenge you have with clients and with centers of influence, is getting them to actually do the things that aren't critical to their survival. So that's, you know, that's what the Supernova Multiplier book is all about. Those are all the things that FAs don't have to do, but when they do them, they're much better off. So creating an agenda, first, giving them an introduction. Second, an agenda that would be of interest to them. So, sure, teaching them how what you do for liability management is great. Then they can have an agenda item where they're teaching you. I mean, I would love to meet with a CPA right now and talk about the new tax law and how it's affecting people. You know, how much can I give away based on the new tax law that will still be tax advantageous to me in terms of taking deductions?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. And I'm right in the middle of trying to figure out whether I should be giving away more money or less money than last year. I don't know. And so everybody needs information. They just don't know they need it. You need it. Your clients need it. But now you got to figure out what they need and what they're confused by. Well, these new tax laws are pretty, you know, have changed things. And so it's a really interesting conversation to have with your clients.
Yeah. Kristen and I had an opportunity this past week. I don't think she knows where I'm going to go with this, but we had a team that approached me and wanted to include her in on the conversation, wanted to meet with us for about 30 minutes. And it was on scheduling and client service and process. So, I mean, a couple things from that came out that I guess were no different than everybody else. Everybody else wants to try to be efficient. But I also walked away, and I think Krista did too, realizing how far along we really are thanks to some of these different, you know, to Supernova, first time and the second time, and how efficient we are, and hopefully that going through this again the second time will get us, keep us, you know, get us back on track on some of those things and pick up, you know, we've picked up some, you know, because Supernova, when we did it before, it's, you guys have made some updates to it, or, you know, we're enjoying learning some of the new items and what we can implement into.
Well, I really admire you guys for doing this because, you know, everybody say, well, I already took that course, you know. But, you know, for me, it's always fresh. It's always new. It's always exciting. And I teach the same thing over and over. You'd think I'd be going crazy by now. But I enjoy it. I mean, I learn new things all the time. And I think that, you know, what just picking up, you know, a little nuance about how to use the agenda or how to use the 24-month calendar. And when you're going through it the first time, you're drinking from a fire hose, right? I mean, it's just, I mean, you're just sucking. I mean, you're just blowing your brains out with all the information. We've got to do it. We've got to keep it moving because if we don't, you'll get bored. So, you know, who wants to, you know, if we can do it in 3 months, who wants to take 6 months, right? So that's why we, you know, we teach it in 3 months, but then we give ourselves 9 more months to fill in the blanks and follow up and hopefully do the stuff that you didn't get done the first time, you know. So,
right.
So this is what it's all about. And when it comes to acquisition, it's even 10 times harder to get people to try anything. So I think it, you know, so when you're trying to get the clients to change and to do things, just understand that change is hard. They're going to push back. They don't want to do it. You just have to be persistent and then they'll see the advantages just like you are. And they'll do it. But they need a coach just like you need a coach. So when a team comes to you and says, hey, you know, what are you doing? This looks really good. Trust me, they are not going to have much success with what they're trying to do unless they have a coach. So tell them, hey, here's Rob's number. Call him or call some other coach, but get a coach because it's worth it.
Yeah, they're doing Mind Masters. Does that sound familiar? Did I say that right, Kristen? Was it Mind Masters?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
It's a spinoff of another one.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's relative.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. And I'm sure it's, you know, look, each one of these is takes you down a different, like Bill Cates' referral coach. He's, you know, he's terrific. But he's very narrow in what he coaches. I like that. He and I work together all the time. Somebody can take the psychological side of what we're trying to do and take that down a path that's, you know, got to be helpful if they know what they're talking about. So I don't know what they teach, but we're pretty narrow too, you know. We focus pretty much on getting you organized, keeping you organized, get you growing, and keep you growing. We don't really go into how you manage money and how you do estate planning and all the other stuff. We can, but, you know, there's so much work here to do that we don't have time. But anytime you want to talk about the products or services, I have answers. You know, because I have to teach this. I mean, I had one guy that said, look, Rob, all I am is a stockbroker. I need to learn to be everything. And so we went back and I, you know, from my days of teaching financial advisors how to manage money, I taught him everything, taught him all the products. And he did great. I sent him, you know, articles on different ways. I wrote up every single product and sent it to him and said, hey, this is how you sell. This is why you sell long-term care. You know, this is where it fits. This is the pitch you use. And it was great. He was an older guy that just wanted to change his business. So I'm happy to do that. If you have questions, don't feel like I'm out of water. I'm fish right in the middle of it. I love it. And I just don't have time to teach it all. Sometimes I'll get off on a tangent and tell you stories and about products and things, but our primary focus is to get you organized, keep you organized, get you growing, and keep you growing. But we can increase productivity through the 5-star model, through product focuses, 24-month calendar, and then it all ties together with networking and creating growth opportunities for you. And that's where the real fun is. If you guys, the more you'll try the work in terms of the growth, centers of influence, mastermind groups, things like that, the more you try those and have those meetings using the 12-4-2 model, using the folders, that's the more you do that, the more fun it is for me. Because then I can really coach you then. If we don't use those tools, I waste that skill, you know. So that brings us to marketing. So are we doing some marketing?
In marketing, meaning team website?
Yeah, no, meeting with centers of influence, you know, that. Not yet.
Not yet, no. No, that was something, I know we've got our centers of influence that we discussed last week that we want to target, but nothing has been scheduled as of this point.
Is that something you want to do?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because if you don't want to do it, then clearly we won't do it. But if you want to grow and you want to do it, then you got to just one step in front of the other. You got to make the phone call and you know, read the chapter on centers of influence, and then just make the phone call, go see him, decide, you know, have lunch, have breakfast. Right, if it's a good fit, there's 5 steps to meeting with centers of influence and developing the relationship. If you have them already, introduce them to Supernova, give them a copy of the book, say, hey, this is a great idea for some. I hope it's a good idea for us. This is how it works. And this is how we grow each other's practices. And then come back and tell me how it went.
Okay.
But I need that. Yeah, I need that, John. I need that feedback loop in order to help you, because, you know, if I go take golf lessons, if I don't practice or I don't show up for the golf lesson, I can't, it's not just showing up for the golf lesson, right? I got to go practice, and then I got to go play, and then I got to give them feedback on how I did.
You mean you just don't get better between lessons?
I just don't get better. I don't get better by just showing up. Thinking about playing the game, right?
Yeah. I don't know. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal today too about what you can learn while you're sleeping.
That's interesting.
I didn't read that.
Yeah. No, I don't think that applies. We got to go try it. We got to go. We got to get in the battle. We got to go get dirty. You know.
Yep.
So let's make that a goal, if you will, for next week. See if we can get somebody that you think is a good fit, and let's go tell them the story. Okay.
Good.
And then you're working on the 24-month calendar. I think we got that pretty clear. Any other questions on the work?
I don't think so. I was traveling yesterday, so I did the audio book and listened to Supernova book. And I was telling them before our call that you know, now that we're in the middle of it, I picked up on some things that I probably didn't pick up on before.
Interesting. So, what did you actually pick up on? Can you remember?
Oh, just the stuff, because Tracy and Kristen are doing almost all of this stuff. But just about the calls and some of the other ways to get organized and just things like that. So I got through chapter 5 yesterday, and this week sometime I'll listen to the rest of it. But, you know, when I listened to it originally, when we decided we wanted to go back to the Supernova, it seems like it was in either August to September last year, and it seems so foreign to me that I don't think as much of it sank in. As you said earlier, when you go back and do it once, twice, three times, it just sort of sinks in after a while.
Yeah, it's the space repetition, and the other thing is you're in a different place. Every time, you know, they always say you never step into the same river twice. It's always a different river, and you're a different person stepping into it. So plus, it also will trigger other thinking. While you're listening to me, your brain will kind of wander into some other interesting idea, but it'll be business related. And so it's never a waste. It gets your brain thinking about your practice. And even if your brain wanders, it's still on the same topic.
Yes. So it was good.
Yeah. Good. Good. Well, I'm meeting today with the people that are gonna. I've got a news announcer that did my last book that will do my new book. So we're getting that set up today at noon. So we'll get that done probably this week. And that's a pretty fast process now. Once you get it recorded, boom, it's out there. You know, everything's electronic. Nothing takes months like it used to.
I know.
So life is good and fast. So it's pretty cool. She'll have that one to work with. All right. Good. Yeah.
What else should we be doing?
Well, I just looked on, you know, you should, we're still, this week was to work on centers of influence.
Okay.
Meeting
got it.
With centers of influence, you know, and so we're not bad. We're actually on track. So that if you work on centers of influence are the single most important, easiest way to generate introductions of anything except for your existing clients. And some of, you know, obviously some of the centers of influence are existing clients.
Yeah.
You know, they're already clients. So it's just a matter of take, you know how we formalized the calling process, 1242. You just want to treat your work, what you do with centers of influence, as formally as you do your 1242s. And,
okay.
You know, in the new book, if you read the chapter there, it's a story of a couple of guys that I coached that, you know, they just jumped on this stuff and did it exactly like I told them. And they had immediate success with it. And that reinforced it. So therefore they did it a lot and it continued to spiral. A lot of times we try something, we don't have success. So therefore we don't do it. Sometimes when you read about somebody else having success, it's helpful to you in doing that. So two guys in New York with UBS, Ken Shapiro and Tom Lavacari, and they did it and brought in $160 million and said, this is fabulous, let's sign you up for another year. So they just were very aggressive guys and put this stuff to work. So read the chapter in the multiplier on centers of influence and you'll read about them. Most of the people in the book, by the way, are UBS people. Because that's who I coached, you know, for like 7 years. So most of the stories are them. So you can actually get in touch with them in your, you know,
call. Right.
Hey, does this stuff really work? All right. Well, good. You're doing terrific. I appreciate it. And look forward to next week.
All right, Rob.
Sounds
Thank
good.
You.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.